Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Congrats on this.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be on WGN, by the way. It's like, this is like a, it's an iconic station.
It is. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It is. What makes it iconic to you?
It's been around a long time, and so have I.
That's
wait, I guess I'm making myself iconic? No,
right.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No, it's just something that it's always been like.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That you've seen it before. You probably watched the Cubs on it back
for
in
sure
the day.
For sure I have, yeah. It was like the first great, like, big super cable channel that was nationwide.
Right. That's correct.
I know stuff.
You are a smart man.
Well, I don't know if that qualifies me.
You
a lot of people would say I'm
I've
not.
I've always said that about you.
People who know me don't think I am.
That's what?
You have the benefit of not knowing me at all.
Well, that's lucky me, then. Yes. When did it become obvious that Batman was, like, the, you know, the breakout star of this Lego thing? And it's...
You know, it was one of those... When we were first making the Lego movie, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who directed that, called me up one day and were like, we're going to do the Lego movie and we want you to play Batman. I was like, I don't understand what you're talking about, but sure. You guys are funny guys. And, you know, as we started recording, we just started finding it was pretty funny, Batman being kind of, you know, bummed out or kind of dark maybe a little bit vulnerable behind all this bravado, and it was like a fun area, and we just kept going deeper into it.
Yeah, and the complete and total irreverence of this. How do you describe it? It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh well, thanks. Batman's an iconic character. Everybody's familiar with Batman, except for the people of North Korea. And that's our next. I really want to make
gotta have
roads.
Goals, Will.
Yeah,
gotta
I want to make inroads.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Imagine if I was the guy who bridged the gap. The most improbable thing of all time. But, you know, Batman is so iconic, and it's fun kind of bending the rules of what we know about Batman. And so what we wanted to do in this movie was tell the story of Batman kicking butt, saving Gotham, doing all the things that we know he does. And then, like, what's underneath that? What's driving him? Why does he seem so upset all the time? What's going
right.
on? And it's kind of a fun, irreverent take on an iconic character. You know?
So funny. So so hilariously funny. There are going to be many, many more like this. And don't you think in these, you know, divisive times in which we live,
yeah.
that we need a little Lego Batman to kind of... make people laugh, break the ice a little bit.
I think we do. I think that everybody needs to take a breath and have a laugh and remember that we're all in it together and we are only as strong as our weakest link, and that we need to be unified now more than ever. And that there's a great message of acceptance and family and unity in this movie. And we got to start listening to everybody. You know, because everybody's got a voice.
Wow. Speaking of, I just got to ask you.
Yeah.
The voice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any voice left when you got done?
It's fake.
Doing that?
It's totally fake. I've been
now,
doing the whole time. No, no.
Now
this
it's
is
fake?
This is my speaking voice.
Oh. I was distracted by it. It's like his vocal cords have to be bleeding.
No. This feels good. This is my comfort zone.
Yeah.
My dad has a very kind of deep voice, and I guess I inherited that and took it. Further than he's always threatened that if something happens to me, he's going to take over. which I gotta say, as my father, he should be much more concerned about my well-being
right.
than taking
more,
my job.
More than getting your gig.
He's
yeah.
retired. I'm like, why are you coming back? I'm your son.